I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Jason Bishop. We're going to talk to Lake Lewis Jr. shortly to talk about the latest news. And you just heard it from Pete Medhurst. Press release from the Redskins. They are retiring. Redskins is the team name, but they have not announced what the next name will be.
It's still under the Redskins logo. With the, you know, everything, statement from the Washington Redskins football team, the Washington Redskins, you know, Innova Sports Performance Center at Redskins Park. I mean, they haven't taken any of that stuff out of their team, you know, statement.
Yeah, still right there on the letterhead.
It's kind of bizarre.
We'll probably take some time for them to change the letterhead.
And no new name.
No, not yet.
Maybe they'll announce it later this afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, it could be at noon, 2, 5.
Maybe this is the first move. The 9 a.m. say we're retiring Redskins. And then
well, it implies that they haven't completed this review. It says, today we're announcing we'll be retiring the Redskins name and logo upon completion of this review. So they haven't completed the review is the way that I read it.
Is this just...
How long does a review take?
I don't know.
I mean, it's been 10 days.
Is this just a statement to pacify the sponsors to bring them back on board?
Yes, so they don't go away.
So that's all this is.
FedEx said that they don't even want their name attached to the stadium.
Yeah, but my understanding was that was unless things had been changed by the end of the season. They had given them a year to drop the name.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, I don't know. My guess is this is just
maybe,
to appease the sponsor.
Maybe they won't change the name until next year.
Right. That's what I'm thinking.
I mean, that's a possibility.
They may have come to a conclusion that it's just going to take too much time, or they may believe, you know, when we were talking earlier about market research and how all of a sudden in the last couple weeks people are hearing about Red Wolves, they probably want to find out what name is going to appeal to the young kids because we want those young kids to be fans for 50 years. We want them to be excited to go out and get gears, to go out and get hats, to go out and get gear, and then stick with this franchise for years and years. So
yeah.
You don't want to go with an old codger name.
But then who's Mike Jones talking to?
I don't know.
Well, he just might have had a source who thought that that was going to happen.
Well, obviously he did. I'm just wondering. Someone was adamant that they were going to change the name
today. That they were
going
to reveal the new one, too. Maybe they will later, but it certainly doesn't read that way.
But by the way,
it seems silly.
I did expect it to kind of happen this way, which was just a little innocuous
statement.
Press release.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If they actually came up with a new name, that is a presser. That's an unveiling. That's who you have the jerseys,
right,
the helmet.
You have a couple of players. You have Haskins
there. You got everything. Yeah. That's not just a statement. When they announce the new name, that's going to be massive. That's going to be a press conference where it's packed.
Snyder
no social distancing.
Snyder has to be there for that one.
How does this make you feel? We can open this up to callers, 800-636-1067. To me, it makes me feel a little empty inside. Like, we already know that they were going to move on from the name. Like, what were the chances, by the way, even before these reports over the weekend, that Snyder was going to all of a sudden show up and say, you know what, we did our study, sticking with the team name. We knew that that wasn't going to happen. So all this is an official acknowledgement that they're moving on from Redskins. But it leaves
But we already knew that.
Right. It leaves me feeling a little empty inside that they haven't gone to the next step.
Yeah.
Well, they're just not prepared to. It's just been too quick. You know, that's the bottom line. They can't make that change like that.
So this is, so like you said, I mean, in the statement it says we want to keep our sponsors. That's the main
point. In fact, it's the first name they mention.
Right. Sponsors before fans.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're right. It could take a year. Maybe they don't announce it until, you know, wintertime.
Maybe they'll do a whole bunch of polls and all that stuff to try to figure it out. Because I just found it impossible to believe that Dan could be won over by a name like Red Wolves in like the last 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, but again, and I agree with your assessment. It's probably very unlikely that they've done that market research on
that
yet.
They haven't.
But if there is something that's going to drive him, it's probably money, right? So they're going to look at some choices, and they're going to say, you know, hopefully have, you know, the best advertising firm and the best marketing firms, and then they're going to say, this is what this name means, and this is what this name means. So I could see, you know, even though it's a late entrant to the names. I mean, I had never heard of Red Wolves up until like a week ago.
Right.
Maybe it could be the choice.
I think it could be, but I don't think it's going to happen overnight. I think if it's the Red Wolves, it's going to take some time.
First of all, they're going to have to battle. Maybe that's what it's going to be. They just got to battle it out in the courts.
They got to battle it out.
What's going to suck is if this statement just kind of stays there, right? Mm. And it stays there for weeks. Like, there's nothing else going on for weeks.
Well, expect that.
It could be months, and then it's just, you're just in limbo for months.
I'm still surprised that, like, they still have the letterhead. Like, I'm surprised it doesn't say, like, Washington Football Club for now. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Yep.
Or something like that, a placeholder.
Yeah, but maybe it's going to be like this in the interim, kind of like what you said with FedEx. I wasn't aware that FedEx said that they were going to give it a year. So now they've just bought this time for months to figure out what the name's going to be.
Well, this is also allows them to bring in new sponsors. You know, the salespeople have to work, and they have to assure them, yes, they are retiring the name. I promise you, so they've gone official. They are retiring the Redskins name. So any potential sponsor out there that can take that off their list of worries.
Yeah, but you can expect to see the name and the logo, certainly the colors for the next year. That's what it tells me. And then they work on it, because once the season starts, you can't change the colors or the uniform.
So are they going to go into the season with – see, I wish they would be more specific and say, this is going to be the last season we use the name. It is officially changing. We're retiring it on such and such a date. But we're going to continue on just because of trademarks and legal issues one last go around.
I would say this.
Are they going to play with no logos?
If I was a Skins fan and I read this statement and it says Dan Snyder and Coach Rivera are working closely, I wouldn't want my head coach really worrying about stuff like this. Let Snyder and all his underlings deal with this, and the marketing people and the lawyers. I would want my head coach worrying about how I'm going to score touchdowns.
Absolutely.
I don't know why Rivera is so involved, if he is.
He shouldn't be involved. He hadn't even been here.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
He shouldn't, you know.
I understand he's kind of the new Bruce Allen, but just focus on scoring points.
I'd rather have a committee of ex-players, ex-personnel people, whatever it is.
I think season ticket holders, whatever it is. Look, I don't know how much time Ron actually devotes to something like the team name. I almost feel like he's just a shield for Dan Snyder, and whether or not he's actually involved in talking to Native Americans and military members and consulting team names, Snyder and the organization use Ron Rivera because people seem to like Ron. They use Ron's name as a shield.
Maybe you're right. And I would certainly hope that would be the scenario, because if he's working even 1 second of the day on changing the name, that's a fail.
Because you are right. You are right. He should be working. I mean, right now, there's no football. So there's no organized.
He should be talking to
activities.
His coaches and his players on Zoom, working right. on, you know, game plans for week one.
I mean, that's the other thing. We have no idea what's going to happen here with the NFL.
I probably won't even have a season.
I was optimistic a few weeks ago.
I mean, college football's done.
I don't think anybody can be truly optimistic that the NFL is coming back in a starting time when a week from now, some teams would be like starting training camp. There's no way that's happening.
They've got a lot to figure out.
I mean, when would the official date be for the Redskins training camp? I'm gonna look it up right now. But I mean, basically a week from now is when we'd be talking about NFL training camp.
Yeah, I mean, it usually starts late July.
Hmm. Drabby's accusing me. Drabby, I said this a week ago. I said Rivera's been here for a week. There's no reason for him to be involved in this.
Yeah, I agree. I was screaming that last week. Remember, they should go to Gibbs. And that Ron Rivera's going to be blown out like Jay was and blown out like Zorn.
I even tweeted it. I said he could be the worst coach we've ever had. We have no idea.
He's all up in this, and he hasn't earned it.
Yeah.
He passed a job interview.
Well, he probably doesn't want to be involved in it, quite frankly.
No, I think he does. I think he does.
Seems like he kind of does. Yeah.
I don't think so. I think he just wants to coach football.
Well, why wouldn't he do that and just say, hey, you know what? You guys handle that.
Well, in that one interview, he basically said, I'm not prepared to talk about it.
But he was lying.
Well, who knows what he was, if he was telling the truth.
Because the reports came out that they had been working on it for months.
I know, but I don't necessarily believe everything I read.
Yeah.
Will you believe what people say?
No. Snyder said he's never going to change the name, ever. In caps.
I just think that this statement leaves a lot to be desired. They didn't do anything. They didn't say, we're going to retire the logo now. We're retiring the name now. They're playing with just burgundy helmets for now.
It just tells me
they answered no questions.
It just tells me it's just going to be a long process.
This is really drawing it out.
But
all
we kind of knew that.
We're retiring the name eventually. They don't even say now. I can't even believe it came out on Redskins letterhead.
It's a big nothing.
Huh? It's a big nothing.
It is.
That announcement is a big nothing.
Maybe that's Snyder's way of saying F you. I'll keep the name for another year and we'll deal with it.
But there's no way he can outrun this one. There's no way.
No, the way you outrun it is saying the name we want is name A and it's going to take a while to actually become official.
Yeah, but eventually you're going to have to do it.
Well, I mean, that's what he's saying.
Yeah.
He's saying we're going to have to do it.
Yeah. I think the likelihood is they're going to play as the Redskins this year. Yeah. And at some point during the season, they'll say next year we're going to be the Red Wolves.
So it's just going to be
awful. That's the likelihood now. It's my gut right now.
So no announcer will refer to them as the Redskins, but they're still going to have the logo and all of that. And it's just going to be weird. It's just like a weird purgatory kind of – it's going to be that way anyway. But that announcement is a dud. They announced nothing. They literally announced nothing. Nothing's changed.
They announced what we already knew was happening.
We already knew they were going to change. I'm actually angry now the more I'm sitting here.
Well, I guess they eliminate the possibility, which we
of
knew
keeping it.
Was minuscule, that Snyder was going to merge and say, nah, I'm going to stick with the Redskins.
He couldn't. His hands are tied. He'd have no money. Right. So we knew that was an impossibility.
God.
That announcement is a dud. They suck at PR.
Can he just sell the team?
They truly suck at PR. Yes. They're awful at this.
They've always been. Or at least under the Snyder era.
I mean, is that supposed to appease anyone? The only thing I can think...
Sponsors.
Is that was for sponsors so that their salespeople can reassure them
that
if we sign you up for like a three-year deal, that Redskins' name won't be
And by here. The way, is that still a lock that those sponsors are going to stay on? Because we heard that they're just tired of dealing with Dan.
Well,
was it all 100% the name?
Maybe
I can't imagine.
FedEx and some of those big ones, but they still need smaller sponsors. You know, maybe Crop Metcalf wouldn't sign on unless that, you know what I mean? You have no idea.
The key sentence, as part of this process, we want to keep our sponsors, fans, and community apprised of our thinking as we go forward. So this is just to let you know what's going on deal. That's what it is. Right. The press conference is just to let you know what's going on, but there's no actual resolution. There's no new team name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that announcement today is a dud.
You'd love it.
It's a nothing.
All right, let's take a break.
Big
we'll
nothing
come back,
burger.
Take your calls. What do you think about this press release, which was just released by the Washington Redskins? They're retiring the team name, but that's all they're announcing.
We already
they're
knew it.
Letting you know what's going on.
They're the worst.
636-1067. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. The Washington Redskins, if you missed it, issued a press release that they are indeed retiring the team name. The release reads, on July 3rd, we announced the commencement of a thorough review of the team's name. That review has begun in earnest. So they're saying that the review is still going on. It's because it's begun in earnest. As part of this process, we want to keep our sponsors, fans, and community apprised of our thinking as we go forward. Today, we're announcing we will be retiring the Redskins' name and logo upon completion of this review, which again implies that the review is not completed. Dan Snyder and Coach Rivera working closely to develop a new name and design approach that will enhance the standing of our proud, tradition-rich franchise and inspire our sponsors, fans, and community for the next 100 years. So it leaves the new team name in question. We have no idea when that's going to come, what it might be, but they are going to be retiring the Redskins name. But I could see them playing the entire season as the Redskins now.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I can too. Yeah.
But I don't see any announcers referring to them as the Redskins anymore.
Maybe
I see everybody taking a stance and just calling them Washington, which is fine. I mean, whatever.
You won't.
To me, they're the Skins. I'll still call them the Skins for a long time just out of habit.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a big nothing burger. The only thing, my first instinct is this is simply to appease the sponsors when they're selling to our friends like at Crop Metcalf and others, Thompson Creek Windows, whatever. They're saying, hey, don't worry, we're making this official. We are changing the name. You won't get any backlash for advertising with us. That's the only thing I could think of. There is an undercurrent, though, and we were talking about it during the break. There's some people that think this is just kind of a way to divert attention to some rumored scandal that's also happening out at Redskins Park. Now, I have no idea. Scott Abraham from Channel 7 has said there's a lot going on at Redskins Park, more than a name change. And he says it has to do with the front office firings of Alex Santos and Richard Mann. Mm-hmm. Those firings were weird just based on the timing. People were scratching their heads. And then Russell's, you know, he's kind of insinuating that he's heard something crazy's going on. So maybe it's just a distraction ploy.
I don't really buy that.
It's hard for me to buy that, too, I think if it's really scandalous, it will trump a name change announcement or this little piddly nothing burger announcement.
Right. I just think this is kind of typical for the Redskins. In my mind, the press release is typical for the Redskins in that they never do it right.
It's just vague.
They don't handle PR right. Snyder's part of that. Snyder doesn't put himself front and center. He doesn't, you know, talk to the media. And so,
well, why couldn't you just say in the press release, it's just going to take, a 6 months to a year to actually change it. The name we're looking at, we have to go through the court. Why can't they just be more honest about it?
I don't even know who's in charge of their media relations now. We knew the guy for years. He left.
Yeah. I don't know. Something's going on over there because too many people are hearing that there's some sort of negative story coming out of Redskins Park. Too many people.
Well, I know this. So it's official. We took a lot of calls last week how people were going to feel once they did move on from the Redskins name. Well, they've made it official. They're moving on. I know my wife, I just went up during the break. She was saying how devastated she was. She feels sad. Now, she was a member of the cheerleaders in like 2003 or 2004.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And her dad was part of the marching band. Her grandfather. Her mm-hmm. grandfather was part of the band. So it's like been in that name has been tied into her family for years since she was born. And EB, pretty much your whole life. I remember going across the street when you were like 10 years old, your family would get together. It was big to watch games together.
Yeah.
That team name is no longer.
Yeah.
Well, just for one more year.
Well, it still is for now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what I always say is you can still get together. You know, those same get-togethers, you're still going to have them.
Yeah, but it's just different. I mean, imagine if it was like the Orioles for you. That was you and your dad had that in common. You would watch Orioles games together. They changed the name. It does change it a little bit.
It feels different.
It feels different. That's all.
The same team.
Yeah, I think so.
It's still your home team.
It is, but it does change things, and you can understand why people are upset about it.
Yep.
I'm just upset about the announcement because I just don't think they gave us anything.
No,
we already knew the name was changing. He had no choice.
Mm-hmm.
This is a nothing burger. All this does is really buy him indefinite
amounts of
time.
It's a stall tactic. It's what it is.
It's a stall tactic, yeah.
Yep, it is.
It's a let me fill you in on what's going on. Let me
we shouldn't be surprised by it.
Yep. Dwayne Haskins chimed in. He's tweeted out, as a kid who grew up in the DMV, it'll always be HTTR, but looking forward to the future.
Right.
You can still have HTTR if you go with Red Wolves or Red Tails.
Right.
Or Renegades.
I just find it hard to believe that Dan can be swayed by one of these sort of trendy names right. in the last two or three days. I find that almost impossible to believe.
Like I say, though, the data could move them.
Yeah. I wonder if the the popular sports websites, the ESPN.coms and CBSSports.com, if they will continue to use Redskins, in their standings, in their scoreboard, whatever they use it for.
Yeah, I think they're just going to say Washington.
Well, right now,
they won't make a big deal about it.
Right now, it's still Redskins on ESPN.com.
Yeah. Well, they're still issuing a statement on Redskins, logo and Redskins letterhead. I was surprised.
Yeah.
I would thought they would have that all cleaned up by now, just totally ready to move on. But they're not. They're clearly not.
No. And their website is still Redskins.com.
Yeah. Yeah, what are you going to do about that?
Got to get new domain. Maybe you could start cyber squatting again.
WashingtonFootballClub.com.
start getting those .coms.
Yeah, I don't know. What would you type in if you wanted to go to the Redskins website right now?
Redskins.com. I just clicked on it. It's got the schedule.
I know, but
you can buy tickets.
What would they direct it to until they have a new name? WashingtonNFL.com.
I don't know. They're not ready for it.
They're definitely not ready.
I mean, look. I told you this. So I heard Andrew Brandt. I can't remember who it was with. It was on one of the weekend shows. It might have been Chad and Danny. I can't even remember. Maybe it was on Grant and Danny. But Andrew Brandt said that the process usually takes like up to 2 years.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, there's no organization that's more ill-equipped to handle something of this magnitude than the Redskins.
Yeah.
It's a terrible, poorly run organization with shoddy PR. It's just been run poorly for decades. They just don't know how to handle something of this magnitude.
And it's because of Snyder, because we've known, guys like Tony Wiley, and they're good guys, but they're restricted to Dan Snyder's rules.
Who is the new Tony Wiley? That's a good question.
I don't know. CK
is it Sean D. Barbieri? Is that right?
Maybe.
No, her name's Jessie. She's been there for a while.
Is that who you have dealt with?
Well, I just know who she is. I mean, we don't have a lot of communication with them, but Chris more than me.
Right. I thought everything was supposed to change, that we were supposed to get a bunch of guests and it was going to be a whole new line of communication. Whatever happened to all that?
It doesn't matter because the head guy, Daniel Snyder, is still in charge. It struck me last week when we talked to Tom Lavero. Tom Lavero worked for 980, which was owned by Daniel Snyder, and he worked on the Sports Fix for years before he came over to 106.7 The Fan, and he said never once did he have one interaction with Daniel Snyder.
Right.
Never once.
Yeah, but
he popped into the radio station once.
Right, but
he just doesn't like dealing with people.
He was supposed to really be separate, and he was trying, you know what I mean? He really should have been separate from the radio station.
Okay.
He owned it, but
who
cares?
We also talked to a bunch of guys who were beat reporters for years, whether it was Mike Jones or John Keim. He just doesn't deal with people.
Right.
How hard is it to just hire people who do deal with people?
I don't know. I just can't think of a worse setup organization than the Redskins.
Well, when they have
to handle this.
To deal with PR strife, yeah.
This is way too big.
Well, I'd like
way
to find...
Way too big for the organization.
And then if this other statement this other story that comes out later today is pretty big, I want to know how they're going to handle that one.
And frankly, the NFL's not much better at PR either. They're pretty awful. So you put the NFL and the Redskins together, you got a real cluster. Pretty inept PR staffs, really, when you think about it, with all of the stuff going on with the NFL over the last few years. They're pretty awful at PR, too.
What do you guys think, just to shift the conversation for a second, what do you think the chances are that we have an NFL season that starts on time?
Zero.
Oh, I don't know.
You're down to zero.
Well, I don't think there's going to be one college football game played in the fall. How about that? At any level.
I think it's heading in that direction, especially when you just...
I'm still holding out hope. There's too much money. I think they'll find a way to play.
And I know they're just cases, but I think deaths and hospitalizations have gone up to an extent. You just wonder
nationally.
How
depends on where you're looking.
The national numbers are still trending down. They just are.
But when the SEC commissioner, Sankey, comes out and says, I'm basically scared poopless, all right, and that's a conference that would always forge ahead, and football is more important to that conference than any other conference pretty much.
Yeah.
And if he says that, I got no faith.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I understand that. I'm just.
And I could see the NFL having to start late, move to 12 games. I don't know.
They could definitely move to 12 games. That's definitely on the table.
I guess it kind of depends
on the season. And maybe that's the move. You shorten the season and you delay the start.
Although I don't know what that does.
Well, it buys you more time.
Yeah, but the virus is still going to be out there. Until there's a vaccine, everyone's going to be scared.
But the vaccine, even a vaccine's only going to limit your exposure a little bit. It's never going to be foolproof. There's never, the virus is always going to be out there.
Right, so what do you do? If college football goes to the spring, the virus is going to be around in the spring. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a pickle. Everybody's in a pickle.
I'd say play all the games or play none. There's no point in, adjusting schedules.
I think you could delay a little bit just to let things still calm down, in these hotspot areas. Just let them calm down because they will burn out, just like they did in New York, just like they've done here in our area. These other areas, it has to burn through.
I mean, tell me how it makes sense that Maryland will go play Northwestern in Chicago and go play Indiana, but they don't play Towson, which is 40 minutes up the road.
Well, part of it is just the ability for teams within conferences to be able to schedule things and move things around if need be. The idea is that if the schools within a conference can work together better than schools out of conference. That's the thought. That's what I understand it to be.
I just don't buy it.
Yeah. Well, you're always negative. You think it's over.
No, it just doesn't make sense to me. That's all.
Yeah.
Oh, but believe me, I'm negative about all of it.
Well, what doesn't make sense to me is
no
this
doubt about that.
Today, the only thing that makes sense with this announcement today is that it was done to appease the sponsors.
Does it
the
make you angry? It kind of makes me angry that they did this. It's so wimpy.
Yes.
It's a wimpy press release.
Yes. Sorry, it's just nothing.
Let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067. What's your reaction to this announcement that they are retiring the Redskins name? I mean, for some people, it is going to just hit them to their core. They may have knew it was coming, but it's going to hit them to their core that they're losing that name that they grew up with.
All right, let's go to Brandon, line one. Brandon calling from Wilmington. Brandon, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Jugs.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'll try to keep this short and sweet. I grew up in Stafford, Virginia. I'm a lifelong D.C. sports fan. And ever since Chad Dukes went on his legendary rant in 2010, I've been looking for a reason to get away from these losers. And at first, I was kind of disappointed about it. But now I couldn't be any happier because I decided to keep it local and start rooting for the Baltimore Ravens. Because I started out as an Orioles fan before the Nationals came to town. So it seems like a decent fit. But yeah, good riddance to the Redskins. They're one of the worst teams in football in the last 20 years. Thank you guys for taking my call.
Yeah, there's one. There's one. Who's getting behind him?
Right. There's going to be some.
Yeah.
Let's go to Dennis in Reston, line three. Dennis, what's up? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot for taking my call. First thing I want to say is to JP, reference his comment to me last Friday morning. JP, it does not matter. Winning is not everything. Okay, winning is great. We love to win. I love every win, Redskin win we have ever had for the last 50 years since I've been keeping track. But when you made that comment to me, you could not have been more wrong.
What was the exact comment? I'm not sure.
Your comment was, oh, Dennis, you didn't say, oh, Dennis, but you said, it's not going to matter. It's not going to matter to anyone as long as we are winning. And you said that.
Maybe that's overstated. What I would say is, maybe it'll affect you personally, but I think the majority of people will get behind whatever team name they come up with if the team is winning. There are going to be some like you.
The majority of the people, if they're true Redskin fans, sir, be advised, are going to follow that last caller. Okay? Guess what? I'm not going to follow another team from another division. Guess what? I'll stay within the division. I'll turn into a miserable freaking Philadelphia Eagle or lame Dallas Cowboy fan. Okay, I hate both of those.
I don't
teams,
see that happening.
Well, Dennis,
that.
Why did you? Why, Dennis, why did you choose to root for the Redskins in the first place? My guess is because it was your home team.
Because this is where I was raised.
Correct. Okay? So the, whatever team name is going to be your home team still.
No, not with all this. No, it's all over with, man. It's all over with. Just like that last caller said, okay, I've been dealing with the Redskins, all of our losses for the last, I don't even know how long. Try being in the military and be stationed overseas when you're dealing with watching a Redskin game and 90% of the people in the room are Philadelphia Eagle fans, okay? Try dealing with that and sucking that up. And now you come, we're losing our team name because there's a bunch of people out there that are all upset. And there's a lot of other things I could say other than that, but they're all upset. You know, Nike. Who cares about Nike? Who cares about Crop Metcalf? We want our team name. You guys have a good day. Yeah, and also one more thing, guys. I'm not rabid. You called me rabid last week also. Thanks a lot and have a great day. Take care of yourselves.
Right. Well, he's angry, though.
He's really upset. I think
he's called three times, and he's been – more pissed each time he's called.
Oh, yeah. Now he's going to be upset that you said more pissed. Well, because you can't call him rabid.
Well, he has to admit that. I mean, come
he's
on.
He's definitely angry. Come on.
Is there anything wrong with being a rabid fan, by the way? It just means you're should we use fervent? Does rabid have some sort of negative connotation?
But it does show you that some people are affected, like, deeply this. Deeply.
All right, 800-636-1067. You've heard the news, which is somewhat of a non-news press release. They are retiring the name. We don't know when, and we don't know what the new name is going to be. How are you reacting as a fan? 800-636-1067. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Clearly, there's some passion out there that the Redskins' name is being retiring. What I don't understand about the previous caller's statement, and he's really upset at me because I called him a rabid fan, is he claims you're not really a Redskins fan if you move on and accept the new name and follow that team. But he's a real Redskins fan if he then abandons the team and starts rooting for the Cowboys. How does that make sense?
Yeah, it doesn't. He's just
people
angry.
People are losing their minds for multiple reasons.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's just pissed.
Yeah, yeah.
Let him. The way I look at it, just let the guy get it out.
It's just a big letdown for the announcement to be something that was already fait accompli. Like, we already knew they were dropping the name. There was no situation where Dan could keep it. Even if he wasn't going to be able to ride this one out. The sponsors had spoken. You know, this is different than other times where it was just sort of like outrage and picketing and that sort of thing. This is the money. And the money had stopped until he changed it. So this announcement is nothing. It's literally nothing.
Yeah,
I can't.
But none of that was official. The first statement just said, "Hey, we're reviewing the name," and
yeah,
now
but anybody
a week
with with a pea-sized brain knew that this was so. But this announcement is nothing. It's changed nothing.
I mean, the Indians said they were reviewing their name. If they came out today and said we're dropping the Cleveland Indians name, that would be newsworthy.
All the reports were that they were changing the name anyway. I mean, you get up this morning and you see on all the websites they're changing their name. Now it just says reports or sources say.
Right, but I already knew that. Anybody with half a brain knew this was the next step.
Well, I guess I have half a brain.
Because you didn't know that they were changing it?
No, because you said if you have half a brain, you knew that they were going to change the name. So I got half a brain.
Yeah.
I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah, okay.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Tony's in Fredericksburg on line 4. Tony, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
It says Troy.
Sorry, actually. Troy.
Troy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
Pretty good. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I appreciate you guys. You guys have been great for years. But I've been listening in, and I've been thinking a lot. And I've been a fan for 48 years. My knee-jerk reaction was anger, just like the gentlemen that have called in. And I've tried to think about it, you know, try to cool down and you know, just think logically of what's going on here. And then I wanted to share my thoughts. I'm angry, and I believe that, you know, when Daniel Snyder came out years ago and said he'll never change the name in Caps. And I've been saying this and thinking about this with a lot of friends in the area. The best thing that Daniel Snyder could have done, I think, to save face with true Redskin fans like myself and the gentleman that was angry would have been to come out and say, look, have a little bit of integrity. Say, I said this, I'll never change the team. I love the Washington Redskins. And he'd sell the football team. And I think that would have been a great thing. I think he would have – look, I don't know if there's too many people in the fan base that have been around forever that remember the Redskins prior to 1999 that are Daniel Snyder fans. But I can tell you right now, if he would have done that, I would have respected the heck out of him. I would have. And, but obviously the most important thing, and people have said Daniel Snyder is a huge Redskin fan. Daniel Snyder is a huge Green fan. And I think that what's going on right now proves that he doesn't care about the Redskins. I mean, he's been – for the last 21 years, there's been some great moments in Redskin history. The Monday Night Miracle, I remember when they rehired – Joe Gibbs, I was excited. It was like I was a five-year-old on Christmas Day again. You know, 2012 season was exciting. But as a whole, 21 years have been miserable. And the best thing that could have happened and what I was praying would happen is he would have had some integrity and said, you know what, I said I would never change the name. I'm not changing the name. I'm out.
He can't.
And he didn't do that.
He can't do that. I mean, he's not going to do that. And I disagree with you. I do believe he's a huge Redskins fan. I do.
Right.
It cares about money, but he's a huge Skins fan too, just as much.
Well, I think it crushes him. I think it crushes him that he has to do this.
He's doing this kicking and screaming.
Yeah, I really do. I believe it's just crushing him.
Yeah.
He does. It's the last thing he wants to do.
And I think there's part of him that is trying to buy some time here, but it's over. Even before this announcement, it was over. It had to change. The issue is you just can't make this massive of a change in like a week. You can't snap your fingers and have new trademarks, new logos, new website domains, new – I mean, this is one of the most inept organizations in the world. They're completely inept, especially PR-wise. They're not going to be able to turn on a dime like this.
The thing is, it's going to really irk – the movement, you know, what people call it the mob, whatever. The people who are anti-name, it's going to really irk them all year, all season, if they continue to call them the Redskins and say, yeah, we're the Redskins, but we're changing the name. That you know that side's going to complain and bitch about it. They just will.
Yeah.
So just you have to deal with that, too. Because that side's going to say, why don't you just call yourselves the Washington, you know, football club or whatever. Or just Washington. Why do you have to keep the name?
Yeah.
Now, maybe the sponsor said, okay, we'll deal with it. We know it takes a year or so, and that's why he's going
to
do it.
I wish they would just spell it out and say, yeah, we're changing the name or committing to changing the name, but for the next year, we're going to continue just because of legal issues and there are so many things that the average person can't even fathom that go into a name change of this significance, that we're going to continue to use, say, Redskins.com and the Redskins logo and the Redskins name until, say, January 1st, 2021, for example.
Well, maybe there's another release
just
coming.
Just spell it out to take all of the – because there's just too many questions. You know, like, what's going on? What do we call the team? What website do we go to?
I'll give them the benefit of the doubt.
What jersey do I buy?
And they'll probably have another release. Not going to be today, but they'll have a release at some point, kind of explaining that too. Now you probably won't be happy about it.
Yeah. Let's go to line two. Let's go to Danny in Rochester. Danny, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
Hey guys, best radio show in the world.
Thanks.
Thank
bud.
You.
So listen, absolutely. I've been a fan for 30 years. I've been alive for 30 years. I've been a Redskins fan for 30 years. My allegiance is not to the name. I love the name. It's the best fight song in the world. You're insane for thinking Notre Dame's better. The best fight song in the world.
Good.
I love my name, but I understand it's got to change. The world's so sensitive nowadays, it's got to change.
Got to change.
And everybody that has called in and said that they're willing to root for the Ravens, I know you guys are from Maryland, but I'm from Northern Virginia, and I cannot root for a Baltimore team. I cannot think that a Baltimore team is good, but all these guys who think they're going to root for the Ravens or the Eagles or the Cowboys, I'm sorry to say it, they have to be racist because that's the only thing I can think of. I don't think the name is racist. I think the name is a great name. I think it's a powerful name, but it's got to change, and I understand the world moves forward. I recently moved to Rochester, New York. I'm surrounded by Bills fans everywhere I go. People are jumping through tables, and it is asinine to me. I see it, and I cower thinking that there could be other fans of a team. All these people were willing to live through giving Albert Haynesworth $100 million, were willing to live through firing Marty Schottenheimer and North Turner. They were willing to live through the Monday Night Massacre, but you take their name away? These guys are wimps. You got to root for the team that on the scorecard says WAS, and that's how I feel.
Correct.
And thank you.
That's my home. I love it. Bye, guys.
Thank you, Danny. Appreciate it, buddy. Just we're up against a break.
I think most people are going to feel that way. Yeah. So I stand corrected by the few that will call in and say, I'm going to abandon this team, regard, you know, if they change the name to the Red Wolves or they change their name to the Warriors. I'm
there
not
will
root
be
for
a
them.
Few.
But I feel like if Haskins throws 7 touchdowns in the first 3 games and they're off to a 3-0 start, everybody's going to be all about the team, whatever they're called.
It's just going to take
some
time.
Out of here.
That's all.
The conversation is going to continue next on Grant and Danny right here on The Fan.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.